High weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, lower 30s. We'll see wind gusts at 20. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies will drop down to 33. As into Saturday, mostly cloudy rain. We'll see highs at 43. Right now, it's 27.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The National Chicken Council says consumers will eat 2% more chicken wings during this upcoming Super Bowl. Over the Super Bowl weekend, Americans will devour an estimated record 1.42 billion wings while watching the Chiefs and the Buccaneers battle for that old Lombardi Trophy. The National Chicken Council's annual wing report shows several reasons for the uptick. Spokesman Tom Super says restaurants like wing joints and pizza places were built around takeout and delivery, so they didn't have to change their business model that much during the pandemic. Wings also aligned with consumers' desire for comfort food during the pandemic. USDA data also confirms the demand. According to the most recent cold storage report, 29% reduction in November and a 24% reduction in December year over year with wing inventories in cold storage, meaning restaurants and retailers took a lot of wings out of freezers and stocked up months in advance for the big game. And more than 100 national and state farm groups signing a letter endorsing Katherine Tai's nomination to be U.S. Trade Representative. Tai advised the House Ways and Means Committee during the last Congress, is eminently qualified and deeply familiar with the mission of USTR in opening foreign markets and reducing barriers for U.S. food and ag workers and exporters for the benefit of consumers around the globe, the letter said. It goes on to say, they especially value Ms. Tai's demonstrated ability to build bipartisan support for trade policy. Well, we know the Trump administration put a high value on speed when it came to international trade deals, but Iowa's Chuck Grassley, ending his tenure as Finance Committee Chair, says he expects the opposite of the Biden team. He doesn't think the administration is going to be anti-trade, but they're going to be slow negotiating, so he says he hopes they speed it up. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment struggling to receive more of the COVID-19 vaccine into the state, Dr. Lee Norman from the KDHE said that the plan to distribute the vaccine across the state has changed, allowing more opportunity for local communities to distribute how they see fit.
Vaccines are now being shipped directly to local health departments, no longer using the hub and spoke model. Local health departments then determine how to vaccinate their communities within phase two. The local control allows health departments to have flexibility regarding how they address their community's unique needs.
The KDHE did report an increase of 3,262 COVID-19 cases since Monday, bringing the pandemic total to the state to 272,000. KAKE News reports that the number of deaths also increased by 96, but the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report 5.1% of the population in Kansas have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine so far. Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
KAKE News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from KAKE First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas, 7 days a week, only on KAKE. On air, online, and on your mobile. KAKE News, on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Kansas gun rights supporters are pushing to lower the age for concealed carry of firearms from 21 to the age of 18. Representative Blake Carpenter and a Kansas State Rifle Association lobbyist on Wednesday told a state house committee that Kansans under 21 are already allowed to carry guns openly, but are breaking the law if they put on a coat to cover a holster. Gun safety advocates criticized the bill, saying that younger people have less developed decision-making abilities. Permit holders would have to complete a background check and undergo gun safety training. In other news, former Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell has been fined $25,000 for violating state campaign finance laws. Kansas Government Ethics Commission on Wednesday fined O'Donnell for 9 violations between 2015 to 2017, including using campaign money for personal use and fraudulent reporting. He's also accused of giving campaign funds to 4 friends who he said were campaign workers. Half the fine will be forgiven if O'Donnell pays $12,500 within 90 days. He was ousted from the Sedgwick County Commission back in November for his role in a false attack ad against the Wichita mayor. Good American Network News.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Highway safety advocates are urging Nebraska lawmakers to tighten state seatbelt requirements that are among the loosest in the nation. The National Conference of State Legislatures says Nebraska is one of 9 states that only require seatbelts for front seat passengers. Violations are also considered a secondary offense, meaning police can't cite someone for not wearing a seatbelt unless they've stopped the vehicle for some other reason. Nebraska's unemployment held steady last month at 3%, and the state has tied with South Dakota for the nation's lowest rate. The State Department of Labor says Nebraska's rate hasn't changed since October and is the same rate as the rate from September to December of 2019. Labor Commissioner John Albin says Nebraska employment has recovered significantly since April of 2020. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Thursday Nebraska news on the Mid-America Network.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and unanimously approved a $54,000 request for uniform attraction signage in the community. This would include multiple welcome and informational signs, as well as directional signage for museums, public buildings, facilities, and the such. A volunteer committee had met with various parties in designing and locating Phase 1 signage. It would be funded in part through contributions from the Marysville Community Foundation, several service clubs, and local museums, representing 40% of the cost, which would include installation. The motion was approved for $10,000 to purchase a vacant building at 616 Broadway, which is immediately west of a Lifetime Murals Pony Express Plaza. The building is in disrepair, and the city attorney cited potential liability and the desire to protect the murals from adjacent collapse or demolition. Councilmember Terry Hughes expressed that the property owner should be responsible for any liability. It was noted that with the purchase, the city would take ownership, allowing additional green space for downtown activities and the additional costs that could be incurred if condemnation proceedings were undertaken instead. The motion passed 7-1 with Hughes voting no. The city of Marysville has been approved for a $25,000 grant. It would fund the Discovery Play Area. A location would need to be determined, and it was suggested that a committee involving various citizens be developed to study the possibilities. Anyone interested is encouraged to contact City Administrator Austin St. John. Council consider future outdoor events as the COVID pandemic continues. It is hoped that spring and summer outdoor events such as the Mother's Day Market and the car show could be held with precautions. Indoor events were mentioned. Comment was the public should be aware of the risks, with consensus that changes could be made if conditions warrant. A condemnation hearing was held for a garden apartment complex at 210 North 10th Street that's in disrepair, with significant structural issues presenting safety concerns. Taxes are delinquent for several years. Remaining tenants have been advised to relocate. A realtor has contacted the owner, Julie Murphy, who was asking additional time to address issues and consider sale of the property. An extension of the condemnation proceedings for 90 days was approved unanimously. Low bid for a new mower from Blue Valley Trailer Sales was approved, as well as purchase of a new police vehicle and a new truck for the city inspector. Consideration of financing options for the new fire station was discussed, along with adding concrete versus gravel parking at an additional cost of $73,000. Councilmember Diane Schroller spoke against the motion, and Terry Hughes suggested using millings. The motion for concrete passed 6-2. A bid for sewer inspection, cleaning, and lining was approved, along with a new sewer pump, as well as a bid for repair of the windows at the Arts Center. The annual meeting of the Marshall County Conservation District was held Wednesday afternoon. There was no banquet this year due to the COVID restrictions. Ruth Schotte of Bremen, recognized as the Windbreak Award winner. Marge Zedek, Provost of Clyde, the Bankers Association Soil Conservation Award winner. Jason Kohorst of Hanover, selected to fill the 12th Judicial District judgeship vacancy by the recent retirement of Paul Monty in Washington County. Kohorst serves as a probation officer in Beatrice and was one of four candidates interviewed last week. He will serve a year and then face a retention vote for a four-year term. The 12th District includes Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Republic, and Washington counties. John V. Cook, age 82, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Lower Funeralum of Seneca in charge of arrangements for John Cook. Walter C. Shonick, age 98, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8, at the Vance Gertis Funeralum of Odell in charge of arrangements for Walter Shonick. Sharon L. Schnapp, age 80, of Dubois, passed away January 13. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m., at the Dubois United Methodist Church, interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Query mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Sharon Schnapp.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we're finally seeing some quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, and that will continue as we head into tomorrow night. Some areas will see some clouds, some areas will see partly sunny skies across the central east central parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, our next low pressure system will move across the central east central parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend, bringing some rain showers. Some areas will see a little bit of some wintry mix and snow. Temperature wise, we're going to see some warmer temperatures as we head into Friday and Saturday, then a cool down for Sunday. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, lower 30s. We'll see wind gust at 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, lower 40s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, 33. For Saturday, cloudy skies with rain likely. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature late January, 42, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 18, the record low, 20 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:37. Sunset this evening at 5:34.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Does the full moon portend good or ill fortune? We will look at what the lunar lore has to say on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 28th, the 28th day of the year. Actor Elijah Wood has a birthday, and 99 years ago, Chicago got an NFL franchise team and chose the name the Bears. January's full wolf moon shines tonight, a good time to revisit the legend, lore, and superstitions surrounding the full moon. A Thursday full moon has no special meaning, but if it falls on Saturday or Sunday, prepare for bad luck. Good luck awaits if it shines on a Monday. Moving into a new home under a full moon will bring prosperity. Pointing at the moon over your shoulder is asking for trouble, as is sleeping in the moonlight. And one piece of lore says exposing a newborn to the waxing moon will give it strength. We wouldn't recommend it in January, though. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Davian Mitchell made 7 3-pointers while scoring a career-high 31 points. Mikal Teague added 18 points. And number 2 Baylor rolled past Kansas State yesterday, 107-59. Nigel Pack had 11 points for the now 5-12 Kansas State Wildcats, which have lost their last 8 games. On tap on the college hardwood tonight, the KU Jayhawks and TCU Horned Frogs meet up at 7 o'clock this evening. The Jayhawks back in action on Saturday as they'll square off with the Tennessee Volunteers. Then next Tuesday, it's the Sunflower Showdown with K-State and KU hitting the hardwood in a matchup to tip off at 7 p.m. Pro Football Hall of Famer and Good Morning America host Michael Strahan has tested positive for COVID-19 and is self-quarantining. Strahan is currently not experiencing any severe symptoms from COVID-19. TMZ was the first to report about Strahan testing positive. Mid-America Network Sports. Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Cape News, on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Craig Negrelli, Deb Ferris, and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
There's no retirement age in the NFL, and that's a good thing for Super Bowl-bound Kansas City and Tampa Bay. Andy Reid and Bruce Arians are two of the league's five oldest coaches. Reid closing in on 63. Arians turned 68 last October. They have a combined 55 years of NFL experience and spent another three decades working at the college level. Neither seems close to calling it a career. They're instead showing that bald heads and gray facial hair might be a better choice than young and spry at football's most important leadership position. There's never been a Super Bowl matchup of accomplished quarterbacks quite like the one coming up next week between Tampa Bay's Tom Brady and Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes. It'll be the sixth Super Bowl matchup between former AP NFL MVPs, the second between former Super Bowl MVP winning quarterbacks, and the first between players who had previously won both awards. Should prove to be quite an interesting matchup. Go Chiefs! Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball action, Kansas Jayhawks pregame 6:30, tip-off at 7 on FM 95.5. Marysville girls tip-off versus Atchison in the Hiawatha Invitational, round about 7:30 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Friday feature games in the Twin Valley Lake, Hanover tips off at Centralia. Girls and boys play live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com. Get out the catalogs, colored pencils, graph and tracing paper, and start planning your new flower garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by drawing the basic outline of the garden on plain white or graph paper. Use tracing paper to start experimenting with plant selection and layout. Recycle your mistakes and start with a fresh piece of tracing paper. This method eliminates the need to recreate the base map every time you change your mind. Once you have the basic design, check out the seasonal interest. Use one sheet of tracing paper to color in the spring blooming flowers. Use another one for summer, one for fall, and one for winter. Evaluate the seasonal interest in your garden design and make changes as needed. Or make it even more visual by cutting out pictures of the flowers from catalogs or printing them off the internet. It's much easier to change things up on paper than once the plants are in the ground. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Some people fix up their office with pictures and knickknacks that remind them of their favorite things in life. This man went a step further. He made sure his office allowed him to do the things he most enjoyed in life at the same time. And that was fishing. I'll take you to an office with a moat and fishing poles on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's a place with ties to one of the best-selling books of all time.
We wouldn't be here in this building if it weren't for Ben-Hur. It was built with money from the book. Lou actually preferred to write outside. He had a tree that he wrote under. He put a little platform under it and a rocking chair, and that's where he wrote Ben-Hur, was outside.
Larry Paulberg says Lou Wallace loved writing and loved fishing. This building had the best of both worlds.
It's a freestanding building. When it was originally designed, he had a moat around it. Part of that was for privacy, and part of that was for convenience of fishing. He could fish off the terrace. In the winter, he'd crank up the furnace and sit in the basement with his fishing poles out the windows and fish.
Today, the moat surrounding the library and studio has been drained. Step inside, and you'll find one of his other loves.
He loved books, and so the walls are surrounded by his bookcases. All the books that we have here are his personal library.
There's another feature of the building that stands out to most who visit.
It was just a space that he designed. No windows. I think about a man who probably was a boy with attention issues, and windows are a distraction and lead to daydreaming. He didn't have that. If he looked up, he saw his beloved books.
Lou received praise from many dignitaries who read Ben-Hur. Perhaps one of the most intriguing for this veteran of the Union forces of the Civil War was the thoughts of the president of the Confederacy.
Jefferson Davis read it and was very impressed. And Lou fought in the Civil War, and so I think it appealed to him that Jefferson Davis saw the book as a tale of redemption and reconciliation.
The Wallace Study and Library is a unique place to learn about a man with many talents, and perhaps most notably, the author of Ben-Hur. Traveling the countryside in Crawfordsville, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Hitching an implement to the tractor can be dangerous if you're not careful. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Pay attention to the tractor, the surface it's on, and whether or not another person is helping you as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Hitching implements to tractors can be a high-risk activity, especially if another person is helping you. Dennis Murphy is a safety specialist at Penn State University. He says accidents often happen when one person is on the tractor seat and another is helping to line up the hitch, so both need to be careful.
The person on the ground should make sure they stay outside of the tractor wheels and the implement that is being hitched. And they should stay outside until the tractor operator backs the tractor up and gets close to the implement. And then they should shut the tractor off, set the brakes, or put it in park. And then the helper on the ground can move in.
It's always ideal to hitch on a flat surface. But if you can't do it that way, make sure the brakes are set and the wheels are chocked on the implement so it doesn't move when the tongue is picked up.
Murphy also advises not lifting an implement that's more than 10 to 15% of your body weight to reduce the stress on your back. If it's too heavy, grab a jack or blocks of some sort to support the tongue up off the ground. When you're unhitching the implement, the operator should stop the tractor and set the brakes before pulling the pin out of the hitch. Make sure the implement wheels are chocked again.
When you start to pull the pin, you can see whether there's a lot of pressure, because if it pulls out easily, then there's not a lot of pressure. The implement is much more likely to stay in place. If it's hard to pull that pin out, that means there's probably pressure because you're not on flat level ground. You have to be really careful that you have the implement chocked and that the tractor can't move. You pull the pin out and step back out of the way so that the implement doesn't come forward and crush you.
Hitch pins can fail, so be sure to have safety chains on the road. Find more implement hitching tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Yeah.
Chances are your spring break plans look a little different this year. Though there might not be a beachy destination in your new future, there are plenty of ways you and your family can celebrate the upcoming spring season, create some new memories, and live lives full of gratitude. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Take this unprecedented season as an opportunity to live more generously and help those in need. Perhaps you can give to a local food shelf or finally go through that bookcase and donate books you no longer read. Making a positive impact, it doesn't require a lot. It could even be something as simple as shoveling the neighbor's driveway or taking that garbage down to the curb. And even more important, take some time to meet with a financial professional and set up a charitable giving strategy. Let God use this time to call us to live more generously and be a light to those around us. It's an opportunity to give back to a mission you're passionate about and use your God-given gifts to make a difference in your community this spring.
Conservation farming is not limited to crop production, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
In this second show about the USDA's new Conservation at Work video series, we'll talk about prescribed grazing. Here's Derek Noakes, district conservationist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Through prescribed grazing, we get such a better utilization of the forage than we would continuously grazing. The monitoring, the keeping records, the actual visual assessments of the forage in the field dictates when you move those animals. That's the biggest part of the prescribed grazing. The benefits of this practice for the producer is the increase in forage. It's herd health. It's decreased feeding cost.
The video also features Kenny Seitz, a rancher from Sheridan, Arkansas.
You divide your grazing land into small pastures, usually with electric fencing. You rotate your animals from pasture to pasture. That gives the grass a rest. We feel like we've increased our stocking rate by 25%. A lot of the practices that you establish requires a pretty big investment. There are cost share programs that will help through NRCS.
I'll have one more example of these Conservation at Work videos tomorrow. You can find them all at farmers.gov. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Incoming Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow wants to move quickly to confirm USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack for a second run in that position, and she has scheduled the confirmation hearing for next week. Timing in the pandemic is crucial, but President's picks for USDA and other cabinet posts face organizational delays from a Senate impeachment trial in another week. Stabenow, like other ag senators, wants a speedy confirmation of Vilsack to head the USDA again, but says there are a few things the committee needs to clean up first.
first?
Because technically with Senator Roberts retiring, we don't have a chair.
Right.
We don't have a ranking member.
Right.
And so all this is about is just getting the organizing resolution done.
The organizing resolution for a new Senate and a new majority was itself delayed in a fight over ending the legislative filibuster. The issue seems off the table for now. Prior to the hearing announcement, Stabenow committed to a quick confirmation process.
I have openings on my committee, so until they pass the organizing resolution and name the members of the Ag Committee,
right.
I don't have committees to members to vote.
Right. So can Vilsack be done before or after the impeachment?
We're trying to do it as fast as possible.
Stabenow's office later announced the confirmation hearing is planned for Tuesday, February 2nd. Both parties argue USDA needs a secretary quickly to ensure aid gets to producers that have been hit with pandemic losses in crops, in livestock, in dairy, and in biofuel. Lawmakers will also call on Vilsack to preserve farm bill programs and to press for new trade talks with other countries. Once again, the confirmation hearing set for Tom Vilsack is planned for Tuesday, February 2nd. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sport each Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333-1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8573.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has launched a redesigned U.S. drought portal located at drought.gov. This new website features updated content and new interactive architecture designed to provide actionable, shareable information and easy-to-understand graphics describing current drought conditions and forecasts by city, county, state, even down to zip code. The drought portal also aggregates and presents drought impact data for economic sectors like agriculture, energy, water, utilities, and recreation using interactive maps and data that do not exist together anywhere else. The website offers a data and map section that provides the latest drought conditions, impacts, and outlooks, as well as drought-related maps for temperature and precipitation, wildfire updates, even soil moisture content, and more. Historical data, maps, including U.S. drought monitor data going back some 20 years, can also be found on the portal. And there is also access to the National Coordinated Soil Moisture Monitoring Network and the data that it provides. Again, that website, drought.gov. As the case with other industries, COVID-19 has had a significant impact on retail grocery. While in most cases, stores are reporting record sales, deli department sales were down 10% in March and April of last year compared to 2019 due to low sales in the deli prepared food section. In a typical year, deli prepped food would account for most of the sales in that department. Seeking to better understand the more about consumer preferences when it comes to deli foods, especially those pertaining to beef, NCBA, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, conducted an online quantitative survey of some 1,100 consumers. Convenience, as it pertains to how quick items are served, ranked number one among the reasons given for shopping the deli prepared department. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Tile drains carry excess water out of the field, but they can also carry manure. Keep manure and its nutrients in the soil where they belong on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
To take advantage of the nutrients. However, there should be precautions to prevent it from leaching into tile drains through preferential flow paths, which are tunnels and cracks in the soil. Matt Ruark is an associate professor of nutrient management at the University of Wisconsin. He says there are various ways to apply manure, but its consistency can make a difference in where it goes.
If your manure is 5% solids or more, that's going to be enough solid material to help maybe clog up some of those flow paths in the soil. But if you're using separated liquid manure, you don't have that solid content. You're going to see often less than 2% solids. There you're going to have a situation where you're going to have a little more risk of the manure moving through preferential pathways, and then you want to think about how then you're applying that manure.
The greater the application rate, the greater volume of water that is added to the soil, which increases the risk of manure getting into the tile drains. This also means that the right soil moisture at the time of application is an important factor.
So if your soil is saturated, that also means that all of those pores are connected with water. That means that manure can easily move with the water down the tile drains. But if your soil is too dry and you apply, your soil may have developed some cracking in it, then those pores may have opened up a little bit more and then would be more likely to move, especially if followed by a rainfall event.
Ruark advises waiting a manure application if rain is expected within a couple of days and keep a weather conditions log. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for keeping manure out of the tile lines at agriculture.com.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, as we head into the end of the day. Still seeing some pressure on Kansas City wheat and soybeans. March soybeans down 16 now at 13.59 and a quarter. May beans down 15 and a half at 13.57 and three quarters. March soybean meal is down 7.40 at 4.29.20. May is down 6.80 at 4.26.90. March bean oil 4 points higher at 44.56. May's up 4 points at 43.73. So all is not lost in the soy complex after all, but the beans themselves really having some issues here today. March Kansas City wheat down 2 and three quarters at 6.34. May's down 2 at 6.37 and a half.
March corn is up 2 3/4 at 536 3/4. May corn is up 3 1/4 at 538 1/2. So corn is the holdout and the only thing that's working in the green here as far as our grains and soybeans are concerned. The livestock complex remains sharply mixed. February live cattle down 42 at 116.02, but April up 15 at 122.77. March feeder cattle down 17 at 140.25. April feeder cattle, though, up 12 at 142.95. So sharply mixed numbers all through the cattle complex. Hogs have got the same issue going on. February hogs down 60 at 69.97, but April hogs up 15 at 76.45. So neither cattle or hogs can decide exactly which way they want to go. As we head towards the close of the day, March crude oil is down 42 cents at 52.43. April's down 40 at 52.33. Unleaded gas is fractionally higher, and heating oil and natural gas are fractionally lower. And we've got mixed numbers in the metals markets. February gold down $8.50 at $1,836.40, but silver and copper are both higher. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrum is absorbed, so dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.